January 10th, 2013, is a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
What for Pedro Show? How are you, Brother Matt?
Life is pretty good.
The town's kind of windy, right?
It is blowing, man. Today has been cold and howling. The ocean's churned up.
We're saying cold for SoCal because the rest country.
Yeah, weather pussies.
But, man, the sea is chopped up big time. White caps.
Yeah, it's all
really green looking, but lots of white caps in tossable if you're in the yak.
Yeah, don't want to be out there. Small craft warning for sure.
Yeah, red flag rock.
Hey, see that little mouse pad there?
Yeah.
That's my nephew out kicking ass in some small craft warnings off of Ventura in that little Opti boat. It's like about the size of this table. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 5 foot. He won that first place that race, 2 day race.
Now, what's behind him? Channel Islands?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old?
10.
10. Respect. He was out in that churner. Whoa. Tiny little boat. He's only like twice.
Yeah.
It's only like twice the size of him.
Yeah, it's bitching. Pirate.
Pirate, yeah.
Hey, we got some special status for this show here. We got some shipments.
We got some shipments, but one of the men ain't... Oh, that came to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got the first shipment all the way from the UK, Cornwalls. I guess you say...
Cornwall.
Yeah. Joe Cole sent...
You know where Joe Cornwall, who was from there, was Robert Newton.
Oh.
Robert Newton, the actor.
The pirate.
That's right. It was him using his native accent that... in time became pirate speak before he did Treasure Island and Blackbeard and that stuff. They didn't know how pirates talked, so he's the one who channeled the spirit.
So that's like Joe, especially like the pirate edition, she said. So
really?
That's a big reason why. So she made some kick-ass brownies. And speaking of pirate stuff, this one here is rum. Rum brownies with...
Rum brownies.
Raisin. No, rum and chocolate chip.
Damn.
So they're killer. And I gotta say, the other ones were killer too, because I already ate them.
You've already delved into the booty.
But we saved the rum.
Okay.
So there's some snappers.
Yo ho ho.
Yeah. So thank you, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, respect.
That was very awesome, very tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Rum ones right now. She said first try bacon, but she's got it mastered. A natural.
Yeah, very good.
And then you got to dunk your brownies, right?
Yeah.
Be proper if you dunk them, if you're not dunking them. And Eric Rasmussen.
Right.
He sent another box here.
Detroit.
So I think he's been local, too, because he posted up some stuff from some of your local shows.
No, he came to the Punk Rock Barbecue in November.
Okay, yeah, I knew he was in the zone. I saw something posted up on that. So there's a fresh
box of popcorn.
You got the blue popcorn. It's kind of like a Heisenberg's blue chunks.
Whoa! It's a bottle of bourbon.
A killer bottle of bourbon.
Where you go, brother Matt?
Yeah, so we got some glasses ready to bust
some Jim Beam
for that sample. So we got something to dunk Joe's brownies in the bourbon.
Rum and bourbon.
Love it.
Alright.
So here's a little Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Devil's cut for you.
And this is for thank you much. This is for New Year's.
I guess kicking off the new year.
Eric,
looking out for you.
Yeah, ER man.
Yeah.
Respect. Yeah. It's a lot of time, I know.
It's got the Heisenberg blue.
The Heisenberg blue. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you so much, Joe, for your...
Yeah, thank you.
Goodies getting sent to us from, I guess... That was UPS. This was in the mail?
Because Joe sent these before Christmas, and I've been looking suspiciously at the mail lady. She's been looking extra chubby. So I thought she nabbed them. But they ended up coming through. It took like 3 or 4 weeks, but they finally arrived.
Brownie's got good staying power.
Yeah, they're killing.
So look, I think...
Joe's chat.
checking in.
I think it's Danny Don Dalton.
Don Dalton. Let's see. I can't see upside down so well. Answer.
Yeah. Maybe brighten up the screen. Move the mouse thing. Yeah, there you go. Oh, wow. That might be him on the leash. Why?
Maybe.
It says user not found. He's touching on the screen. That ain't going to work, brother.
No, it's not.
It
ain't that kind of screen.
Yeah, that kind of leash.
It's upside down.
It's upside down. He's trying to... Okay.
Call.
You're going to call him?
He's coming through right now.
Because he don't have the sound on. That's the other thing. We didn't hear the ringing because you didn't have the sound on. More, Brother Matt, because we're going to have to hear the man speak. Okay, try calling again, Don. Well,
Don didn't make it the first one.
There it is.
Got some sounds. Answer that sucker.
Yeah, but you can't click on the screen. Yeah, there you go. Here we go.
Hey, Don.
You there, Don?
Yeah, there we go.
Wow, here you are. And then somebody's at the hatch. We're being inundated with busyness here. Here, let's play some music and we'll get right back.
Still not my ashes in the Ganges, babe. Scatter them to the stinging wind on rain-dark streets of your own choosing. But reserve a tablespoon or two for the groove of your filthy fat butt. Rub some of me there with your little fingers deep and dirty. Would you do that, darling?
Now I was
was so shy, so shy and reserved. But now I'm a man with a chorus and a verse. Fear is the thing that makes you so insecure. Then you become controlling motherfucker.
Yeah. I dreamed on that movie. Oh, I dreamed on that movie. He wasn't mean to me. He wasn't even a creep. Just like Joe Me. Yeah. I dreamed I met Lou Reed. Oh, I
long over what's on the tree shivers. Sky hides behind, white-faced, giving flesh to branch, a red leaf. Or yellow far enough away, what Broch called the style of old age, simplified of images, lean in the perfection of the bough, naked and half undone. Clouds break, rain against a hidden sun, the form plain.
Chorchny Kajun, Dwistel Spaped O Troblin, Snaply a cool, a wisty bishrate, Ovla Pana Groblum. Chi-fied, ma-shustim, kibbly-ibbly-droof. Klebby-pie, o-dustern-vry, ap-chotch-anin-taduth. Oh, ma-volley-tuppy-ma-fuppy-trime. Chotch-a-neo-toog. Rabber-geeb-ma-hummity-heim. Ast-tockily-galoob. Chundra-fast-bolds-and-toastra. Bigabaki bigmas too? Poquestrum, un dundrily. Ma tempo ti, a tamatu. Ka lepidi dof de rancho blopes. Chala la 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 li. Ma skepno dof un rancho quokes. Chali la li la la. Why er quali bos am dundlefroats? Chala la 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 li. Ma chachu li oppen clothes. Cha-lee-la-lee-la-la. Fala skeppendool horchendath, plast unchockin. Chobble-toop a horna clopped, mesta shunai chunk. Mockin'y toll ab son and rop, affin affin aklim. Chee de tube me kethna lod, resp umkresh ra shakna. Rahi japa kolpendinta respinum eendly dinta po. Tradendel mu papendo karindo pi dopkado. Rafi jeho neplok op il poendinta po. Da trendek pintu despidundo depop. Depop mako. Lu remolef oi kenstafit wat churdly jujet planken. Kendo flockin resvip sheeg, ungefij abu rednum. V neppin tup me shranky dolb, alu atabadu. Chepni corsum fankid lewd, cheba taba kanabin. Trondle cap me kendowak, jeffum ka pet pludnum. Ma planum ho de oli flapum, chink ma trota de ool. Kablaboul kep kali duge. Havari kakalitum, merengi hup em toby krup, athri jock mustaklul. Hive roes tedho jerkas tixu, awful mimi tigizer. So before in homesai state chesko, chesko high, tebnifo kalrekt em buza direct, athin ul by zerb. Kaladni hoon ma chefni gloon, Jeffa Kuskri, ha kalizer.
I got all tied up with the presents that came to Brother Matt here at the Love Grotto. I didn't say what we started the show off. We started, of course, with John Coltrane, and he was doing Afro Blues, something live from 1963, November 4. Then after that, we had Purple Sky Coming by Sawako. And now, after our gifting celebration and eating these brownies here, then we got Don Dalton via Salt Lake City. Well, from Salt Lake City via Skype. I'm Brother Matt's Mac Purse there.
Yeah, welcome, Don.
And as we were getting back together, we played some music.
Here.
And what we heard was Spielgusher doing Home at Last. That's Richard Meltzer, Spielgusher. Shimmy the Shuko myself. Then we heard something from Greg Turner's new album, I Dreamed I Met Lou Reed. Greg Turner and Richard Meltzer used to be in a band called Vom. Once Upon a Time in the 70s. Then we heard Robert Kelly, the poet, doing To Her Body Against Time. Then Chris Kroeger, another poet, Ode to Possibility. And then we heard Alone from Sayuri Okoji. Then The Healing Power of Nothing from Black Ma Super Rainbow. And finally Moving by Prisha. Yes, our guest today is Don Dalton there, longtime Pedro guy. Well, no, originally from Pedro, now longtime Salt Lake City. You've been there longer than your time in Pedro, right?
Yeah, 28 years.
Wow.
28 years. And how long were you in Pedro? 18?
Oh, God. I can't do the math.
19 or 20? You left right after college, right? Yeah, early 20s.
Yeah, that's right. Right after high school, actually.
Right after high school, okay.
Came back for law school for three years, and then back to Utah.
Okay.
It didn't seem right with Christmas time coming and going and not seeing you around here, so good to have you
on
the show.
Yeah, we had the Santa on the table for you.
Yeah, I always think of you when that Santa's up, and your daughter's there getting a front row seat on that thing.
Hey, I miss it, man. I mean, well, I'll be there this weekend, right? So.
Right. Don's coming to Pedro to record with... my second man, Pete Mazich, Jerry Trebetich, and Casa Hanzo.
That's definitely.
Well, how many tunes you got for us? One, two?
Just one this time.
Just one.
Maybe two if we got time for it.
Well, what's this one? Is it the Joe Hill one?
Yeah, the one.
Not blind Joe Hill.
No, Joe Hill was the man.
The real one.
He actually spent some time. I don't think his real name, he was a Swedish or Scandinavian, right?
He changed
his name. Yeah, he changed his name to Joe Hill. He actually spent some time here in San Pedro.
Yeah, it was Joe Hegland was his Swedish name, and he bounced back and forth up and down the coast. And
he ended up executed in
Pedro for Utah, where he got executed in 1915.
Right. Right, he was part of a group called IWW, or known as Wobblies. And, interesting, good. We're going to do that song Sunday.
That's right. And it's kind of an interesting
rock.
Song.
Historical rock.
Some historical rock, right? Speaking of history, you got some book ideas, right?
I've been, as you know, because I gave you an early draft of it, been pounding hard on a book about history. It's not a history book in the sense of writing about some particular historical event. I'm more interested in how history gets written and what its limits are and really kind of what's wrong with it, which is plenty.
So, like the process?
Yeah. They call it, a fancy word would be historiography, theory of history.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not trying to, go for such elevated kind of status. I love history and have it, reading it all my life. I've seen certain themes come out of the books that I've read, and historians, they know damn well that, they're not capturing the essence of what happened in the past. And the problem is, I think people think that they do. And there's a disconnect here, which is quite dangerous, I think.
Is there some Oliver Stone special on right now on Showtime or something like that, or kind of similar?
And that's what I'm talking about.
Well, what did the last poet say? The last poet said history was his story, not my story.
Mm-hmm.
it can be the what we've seen in the past few years, I think, in this country, particularly with the Tea Party, is a real dangerous interpretation of it. That there's only one way to look at it, and we're not honoring the tradition of the founders if we question our origins and things like that. That I think get to be very, very dangerous. And not the least, you probably heard about this. It was last year the Texas School Board completely revised their historical curriculum to take out stuff they didn't like Thomas Jefferson.
They didn't like him.
Yeah, I made a joke like a couple of years ago when LAUSD came out with a whole new history course for U.S. history. And before U.S. history started, like Vikings coming, and the History 1 ended about the Civil War, and then History 2 went from Civil War to present. Then they revised it so that history basically had one chapter before the Civil War, and then so that's basically where it started. And I said in this big meeting, do you think they eliminated the revolution because they don't want people to know that's an option? Some people thought that was funny, and some people gave me some dirty looks.
I'll get you aside, Matt. I think you're right, man. I think that people get real wigged out when you start questioning their historical assumptions. And this is why I say in the book that I'm writing, in one chapter is titled History's Dangerous, and I think it is.
Well, see, this is just an opinion, but it seems it's not about history at all. It's about justifying what they're doing in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
nothing that they're just using this as rationalization as what they're doing in the moment. And I guess you would call that revisionism. Mm-hmm. Here, we'll talk about some more of this. Let's play some music.
Okay.
consolidate revolutionary game, five steps are necessary.
Pedro show real quick because we're at the end of the first hour. We heard something new from Thurston, his band Chelsea Light Moving, doing Empires of Time. Then Prelude Variations from Zalp. It's the hardest working boy out of Russia there. And then the Go Team with Heartache in My Heart. And finally, Deep in the Woods 66 with Born Out of Science. Hey, Tom. We're at the end of the first hour of January 10, 2013 edition of Waff Pedro Show. Special guest Don Dalton via all the way from Salt Lake City. Hold tight for hour 2. January 10th, 2013. It's the second hour of the Walk from Pedro Show.
listening to Heavy International.
We'll be right back.
while the birds sing and the day is new. Summertime too. Now it's a dream, baby, to walk with you in beauty. Past the brass band while I sing of a perfect moment. In the rose garden at Exposition Park. Across the street from the school on Exposition Boulevard, yeah. You say you don't want to live in this kind of world, but there's not much else that we can do. We sleep in the sunshine while the birds sing and the day is new. Summertime too. Now it's a trick to bask in peace and nothing else. And that's not the same thing as giving up on yourself, no. We sleep in the sunshine, birds sing and the day is new. Summertime too. Say you don't want to live in this kind of world, but there's not much else we can do. But sleep in the sunshine, birds singing, and the day is new. Summertime too. Sleep in the sunshine. We sleep in the sunshine. We sleep in the sunshine. We sleep in the sunshine. Thank you.
underneath the playbill. Sky that was blue, sun shining brightly. Love it in the breeze, blowing very lightly. Right to the top is an ancient pine. Sitting on a branch is a friend of mine. He's a little devil, all dark and white. He's gonna tell you where my friend lies.
The second hour with Iko Ishibashi doing long scan of the test tube C. Mr. Jim O'Rourke's part of that. Then the Eternals with The Mix Is So Bizarre. And then Alex Lambert and Travis Dickerson doing What the Fuck. After that was the Capricorn Kid with Sleep in the Sunshine. Then we had Manic Bag Boy by Dave Preston. And finally, Koya with his Disciplina Kichwa, one of the many versions, doing Behind Nine Hills. Didn't Rome have nine hills?
Seven.
Oh, that's right. Because that was Caesar's. He said the big families were running the show and democracy was over. They needed a strong man. So he came across, is the river called the Rubicon?
Yeah, the Rubicon.
So we use it now as a metaphor for can't go back, right?
But that some wag said that's what history means. You know, there were probably thousands of people that crossed the Rubicon through history, but there's only one we care about, and that was Caesar. That makes history.
And he's killed by his buddies on the steps of the Senate.
God, I think that's funny.
I think the Julius Caesar, the play from Mr. Shakespeare, is what Mr. Booth said after he shot Mr. Lincoln. So history, in a way, Mr. Joyce said it was a nightmare he's trying to wake up from. But other people, it's a thing. It's a justifier. It's rational. Well, I guess the version of the story being told.
I agree with you.
I mean, we're talking about false histories. What about the protocols of the elders of Zion?
Well, that's just a fraud. You know, it was just an out-and-out lie. But, you know, it goes to show you again.
They ate it up, right? They ate it up.
You know, they ate it up because it's stuff that they already believed, and all you had to do was feed
them. Oh, you mean they were already ready for it?
Yeah, exactly right.
All primed. Well, you think there's an environment like that now? Here?
I think there's always an environment like that. I think that, you know, that we are not really rational beings, not really rational creatures. We really respond more strongly to emotion than we ever do to reason, and that's really the danger of it. I mean, I try to explain to people that you know, the way you pitch something, it could be the exact same concept, but stated two different ways, and you'll create two completely different reactions to it. And they've already proved this with the last election. They ran past folks who claimed that they were Democrats, and they ran a bunch of stuff that Obama was really for, but they pitched it in such a way they said, "Oh no, I'm against that."
So that was 2 months. That was 2 months ago, and in 10 days is going to be the inauguration.
That's right.
And did you see it coming, this outcome?
Yes. I can honestly say that. I thought what you're seeing now, I think, you and I have talked about it, Mike, is that this has got a lot of parallels to 1860. You know, and what I mean is the South really seceded from the country when Lincoln was elected because they knew there wasn't a chance in hell of ever putting together an electoral college win with the way things were, even with three parties running for president. And I think you're seeing the same thing here. The Republican Party has just marginalized itself beyond belief. They can't get the numbers. And that's why they want to screw around with the Electoral College, because, you know, the demographics are just completely against them. So, yeah, I mean, you know. Hello?
Ooh. We're listening. Did we lost?
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah, there goes that surveillance stuff. Cut loose the free speech. Brother Matt, then you try to get him back up on the thing. So I'm wondering, though, if these are really bad days. I can't see us being less emotional in the old days. We went to war with each other.
Mm.
You know, the good old days, I can't really envision so much. I mean, things are different on the technology level. And we don't have that huge issue of slavery anymore, but it seems the country's divided 50,
50, up. 50-50 on opinions and votes.
Yeah, that's
red
what I mean.
And blue, yeah.
Yeah, and which is funny because he brought the man up, Mr. Obama. He seems to do a lot of the stuff that supposedly the, quote, other side wants done.
Mm.
It's just not their guy or something. I mean, if you've added up a lot of the facts. Are you trying again? But I guess everybody can make up their own mind about these kind of things.
Says he's not online.
He's not online. Maybe he had to reboot or something like that. Brother Matt, you know what? We have the best remedy for a holding pattern. It's your spin cycle.
Very cool. Here we go. We live in a political world, octopus hanging down,
world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in the air, death disappears, and death for you to live in vain.
People, we got to get all up.
You got to
regular.
And set this down.
Right.
'Cause it ain't right. And I know,
when they roll, they roll,
that there's something better out there.
Tell them in the storm.
'Cause baby, I love you. And see the sky outside open up. And everything turn blue.
Come on! Gotcha! Come on! Have it!
Privilege, 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 privilege,
privilege, privilege, privilege confers responsibility. You can face the responsibility, which may not be easy, but it's a lot easier for us than people in almost all the world. Or you can shirk the responsibility, in which case you're leaving the future to be determined by forces that are anything but benign.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams. We are the music makers.
Stop. they need us, call for peace. Better heaters, dictators, human haters, hand on the bomb, masturbators, finger on the button, infiltrators, make love, fuck war, people, blame us. Come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright, y'all. Come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright now. Come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright, y'all. Come on, put your hands in the air, y'all.
Came by this record, but you are now embarked upon a journey that must certainly lead you to change your life forever. If you were never a special person, you are a special person now. Hello, Seeker. Now don't feel alone here in the New Age, because there's a Seeker born every minute.
Now over there in Managua Square, with American-made bombs falling everywhere, kill women and children and animals too. These bombs are made by people like me and you. And we told that we hold a big stick over them. What I know, what I've read, that peace is in our hands. Over there in Guatemala, my friend, we're making mistakes there once again. Uncle Sam supports a fascist regime that doesn't represent the people over there. And we learn and believe there is justice for us all. And we lie to ourselves with a big stick up our ass. Now if we stand and yell it out that war is it, well, what we're all about, someone will hear and bring us back to get the peace train back on its track.
And inspiration.
Well, this historical motivation. Political talk, I figured we should dip into some political tunes there. I figured D. Boone would definitely have something to say. Minuteman take on political.
And we got
stuff.
Brother Don Dalton back on the Skype.
Yeah, we also had little Moby and Public Enemy, because Moby's Warren's neighbor. Warren Jason's with us and Susan, so I figured we'd play some of the neighborhood tunes there. They had something to say.
The Hollywood hood and the Bedro hood.
somebody said.
I got my hoodie on.
They even had some powwow dubstep that Talia and Sarah turned us on. Red Tribe in there. Yeah, I figured they had some political stuff to say.
Talia's way into that. Just a second, Don.
Yeah, sure.
So, continuing on, we went from this discussion about what is history to the current state of affairs, I guess, especially regarding the last election.
Yeah.
And, let's see. You say this the party that lost is ruined, but don't they control the House?
They do, just because of the way the state legislatures have gerrymandered the congressional districts. It's artificial as all hell. They still don't have the numbers, but it'll take, you know, it takes another census, another 10 years before the legislatures can redistrict. I'll tell you right here, my congressman lived three blocks away. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not in his district anymore. Those bastards have put him down into southern Utah. Okay. And they do that because Salt Lake County is pretty democratic, right? So they split the hell out of it. But my congressman's three blocks away, and he's in a different district. But that's why the Republicans still control the House. And they may for a while. But they won't get the Senate, and they're sure as hell not going to get the presidency.
Is the one party state that good? I mean, is it good to have another?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, man, because, you know, we talked about it, and It was. You may remember this. I know you do because you remember everything. But you guys played Salt Lake on the 2000 election with Jay. Remember that?
Well, I was playing bass for Jay Maskus in the Fog, right?
And I remember Jay looks to me and he says, "How could you live here? Because it's such a red state." And Watt, I remember exactly what Mike said. He said, "Hey, sometimes you know you gotta oppose it. You gotta stand in the way of it because that's what the Minutemen did when they came out in 1980." Utah is about as Republican a state as you're gonna find. And what gets kind of weird and hysterical is they get so conservative they almost become liberal, to where the ACLU is on their side because they've gone so completely whack job to the right. I think, weirdly enough, eventually you make a full circle with this stuff. It's not a good thing, but the Republicans beat each other up and basically create some opportunity. So I don't know. But the way things are right now remind me very much of like 1860. The Republican Party's not going to put together enough electoral votes to win that election. And they're going to make it worse next time, I think.
I think that, yeah, but the Party of the South was the Democrat.
Isn't that amazing how that switched over with Richard Nixon, right? His southern strategy worked very well.
I was just watching a documentary the other day that said that Utah has the least porn in the nation. So it kind of feeds right into what
you're talking right?
about, yeah.
Mormons well, don't like porn.
Yeah.
I guess that's something to be proud of. I don't know.
well, is there room for other parties?
Not here, there's not. You mean nationwide or just in Utah?
Anywhere.
You know, I keep thinking that the third party idea, you know, I what I don't understand, frankly, is why some smart people like us here don't say, we don't like either of these two parties, we're going to form our own, draw from both of them, and we'll create a majority. Because, you know, one guy I read a lot of, Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia, he says 70% of America is you know, together on things. It's the 15% on either end that are not. So why can't they form that party? And I think I know the answer. I actually got to talk to Francis Fukuyama, the guy who wrote The End of History.
End of History, right.
He's got he's terrific. And you know
he disavows the neocons now.
The neocons, they don't like him.
He doesn't like them either, I don't think.
No, he doesn't. He parted company with them some time ago. But what he said to me was that it's institutions, that parties really matter. You can't affect change without them. This is why he said the Arab Spring failed, or why Occupy Wall Street fails, because they don't set up parties and institutions and schools and hospitals and things that people need. And this is why the Muslim Brotherhood is ruling Egypt right now.
Exactly.
And I think he's right about that. Yep. I think the problem is, who's got the money to create a third party, a real third party, to put people in office and to employ people and do all of that? And I think we're stuck for a while with the two we've got, you know?
It speaks to why Obama was so successful and people ignored the fact that his grassroots community organizing background was actually entirely relevant to his ascension to the presidency.
Definitely.
Well, there was big money from that casino man. Didn't every one of his candidates lose?
Yes, Sheldon Adelson. Every one of them lost.
About.
It's a good way to end the second hour of the January 10th, 2013 edition. Waffle Pedro Show, hold tight for hour 3. January 10th, 2013. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
thanks for the summer, for Venus and Mars. I knew our summer was over, I couldn't let go. I headed out to the wildlands to get her out of my soul. She was a true woman.
the stars. He gathered some friends. They laid down a beat. Got locked away for a couple of weeks. Let's make a record. Let's start a band. We'll play all night. Come up with a plan. Let's go on tour and meet lots of girls. And a brother, seeing the world.
sweetheart, I saw you on the tracks. I know because I've brought you back. I know because I've brought you back. Natalie, go have another drink. Yeah, I know you better than you think. I know you better than you think. And back and forth like a couple of whores, and we'll take our seat in front of the theater, and we'll mope around like two old hounds till we finally see it's two to be together, and it's four steps in corsets, and I do believe that it's gonna get better. You're a nation and I'm a brazen, but I have to say we're made for each other. Yeah, I really do. Darling, you're always on the brink. I know because I've helped you sink. Yeah, I know because I've helped you sink. Natalie, there's so much I just can't say. Yeah, I know because you're in the way. Yeah, I know because you're in the way. Back and forth like a couple of hoes, and we'll take our seat in front of the theater, and we'll mope around like two old hounds till we finally see it's two to be together, and there's four steps in corsets, and I do believe that it's gonna get better. You're a nation and I'm a brazen, and I have to say we're made for each other. You're I really do. And I said I do.
Watt from Pedro Show. We started the third hour off with Big Sur doing Old Blood and Wildlands by Joe Bouchard, incredible bass man for the Blue Oyster Cult in the old days. Solo album where he played everything. The Manic Glow, It's All Right, something new from Jack, TSOL. And Let's Start a Band by the Clubber Lang Band. Hey, Johnny. The Judas Goat by Hounds of the Wild Hunt. Played with them up in Ballard. Tippets by Carew Crew featuring Incapacitance. those guys are from Tokyo. I got to play with them once. Incredible band. And finally, Yellow Red Sparks with Four Steps and Corsets. I think they're from Orange County. guest Don Dahl from Salt Lake City.
Hey there.
Itching with speaking of issues of the day, of the moment, regarding power and government and interpreting history. You've got something you want to talk about before you forget, right?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's kind of a flip side of what we've been talking about, and it's something that I've been kind of putting together somewhat on my own. But I got to tell you, it's trippy as all hell. You know the science fiction writer Philip K. Dick, right?
Yeah.
Well, he had kind of a schizophrenic episode or some weird psychotic episode in 1974, and he ended up writing out an 1,800 pages longhand.
Dallas?
Well, he starts ruminating about time and how, you know, there's the time we experience that we're experiencing right now as I watch the clock on this computer tick by. It's a time of change. It's a time of progress. It's a time of, you know, moving ahead and kind of things. But he started having an experience of another time that he called hyperbolic or sort of horizontal time that yeah. didn't move. It was outside of time, as it were, and it was a place. He in his experience, he saw the ideal forms of Plato, and it was a time of regeneration in a completely different way of looking at things. And it's funny because I read that, and then my mind flashed to some part of Pynchon's latest book that we've been talking about. I want to read this to you because it leads me to the question. This is from Against the Day, and the characters are in Venice, and they're basically this Brit who shows up very disoriented. And Pynchon allows this guy may have stepped out of World War I back about 10 years before the war started. And so, anyway, he asks these questions. Political space has its neutral ground, but does time? Let me see. Is there such a thing as the neutral hour, one that goes neither forward nor back? Is that too much to hope? Well, you know what that led me to was something that people talk about called the politics of time. And I had told you I stumbled on a book from about 5 years ago from some British philosopher what we're talking about is that the way that time normally gets cataloged is meant to justify eras of dynasties and things like that, and it really is counter to human interest. And so I got to ask you, where'd you guys Politics of Time was your song, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Well, where'd you get that from?
That's got the line with Jamie Cano.
That's right. Well, where'd you get the title of the song?
Minuteman was by that time we had really embraced the wire idea of using tiny format.
Wow.
It's a formatting thing. It's like we were going to try to find our own voice through this kind of strictness. I don't know. I always had this kind of, I don't know, maybe it's a stumble bump idea of politics as just being power.
Yes.
You know? It's just power and how it's dealt with. So... Well. When you're a composer or whatever, you're a songwriter in the band, that can be a dictum. You know how long the tune's going to be.
Yeah.
They're going to be little ones. You know, the idea of, you know, dreaming by committee versus, you know, the reality of, which I think is altruistic, inherent in an ensemble. You're trying to get a conversation, hopefully an interesting one. It's not a one-man job. That's why it's called ensemble. But on the other hand, you know, it's like sculling, you know, and you got a coxswain.
Right.
You guys got a skull. Cat sculling. Yeah, so Minuteman was kind of severe in some of our formula, like this little format. We were kind of insistent upon it, like we were going to put all our musical thoughts and ideas into this. Even if we found a good riff, it wasn't going to last too long. It was...
Well, let me tell you.
I don't know. I think we were severe that way. I can speak for myself. But the taint of learning from the Blue Oyster Cult and the T-Rex and the Creedence Records, and we were trying to purge ourselves. We saw something really special about these guys who were learning right in front of people and not tainted by copying songs. And somehow we tried to unring the bell by using these severe kind of things. So this is what we did. It's almost a format thing. You know,
well,
if it wasn't a stylistic genre so much, because you know about Minuteman, we pulled in all kinds of that stuff, but we forced it into the same little cupcake molds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it was a bad thing. You know?
No, I think...
Jimmy Cano, that's... It was kind of was an expression of that thing, too. If you limit yourself to only so much to work with, maybe you can maybe do a better job. Or at least try to find out what's more about you. That's, you know, part of the Minutemen idea about making music was trying to find out what kind of music were we made of. Because we come from copying records. You know, we came from a different place than some other people we admired, like the Urinals or the Dills, right, or something like this. These are the Germs, bands we were watching. So, you know, who knows what the reality of it was, but that's the way we felt. So we made it a political song. There was a lot of things political with the Minutemen in their music. D. Boone, the trebly little guitar and making the drums and bass come up, he wanted that to be an expression of some kind of political decision, that things should be shared, not so much hierarchy. Yeah, so I got in on it. Of course, you say hyperbolic. Hyperbolic, but there's hyperbole. And I use a lot of hyperbole in that song. I say time Nazis and shit.
There you go.
We're on and off Hitlers. And, you know, I was learning from looking at my friend Raymond's artworks, because he likes this kind of thing. What you can do in the art world, you can do absurdities.
Subtlety is overrated.
Yeah, way. It was not my subtle years, for sure.
I think that's
one of the only tunes I ended up doing, even though it had a hard bass line.
Yeah.
Here, let's hear some more music.
Thank you. girls like cotton candy, plastic handbags, alcohol. Girls like us sometimes ignore people on the streets, even though those people we know. Girls like us eat breaks at Wendy's, and girls like us get bit of jazz. Girls like us have no foundations, creation. This is so okay. Girls like us pick up the hot handles and burn our hands and get over it. Girls like us eat Tyler Perry's, especially to write our poems. Girls like us stand back
last bunch of music, you just heard The Reason We Do Things We Do by Sigodi. Ahead of that, we had Why Sink Baranga Bitter Uku Styla from Sea Star Sound. Ahead of that was Pressure from GFR. Family Jewels from the Mau Maus in front of that. Girls Like Us. That's got Vaginal Cream Davis on the vocals with Julie Ruin. And something new from her. With Kathleen Hanna, by the way. Ahead of that was Life of Cicada by Kenko. I know you'd be interested in that, Don, the Life of Cicada. And then over there they call them semis. Man, they are intense. You've never heard a loud song.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Woo.
Wow.
And we started it all off with Mr. Shimmy doing Fog. We're at the end of the January 10th, 2013 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Our big guest, Don Dalt from Salt Lake City, giving us some food for thought to munch our brains on. And,
very cool.
Yeah, Brother Matt was very happy and having him aboard.
Yeah,
we got
to
have you
in
person.
Too.
Now, he's coming Sunday to record, but we got to have him over and do a show in person.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're in the shadows there on the Skype screen, and then we lost you for a little while. But I want to thank you so much for bringing your mind, your ideas, and your enthusiasm to the show.
You're very welcome.
Your buddies, Brother Matt, we didn't get a lot to talk with them.
Yeah, nice having you guys down here, though. Susan and Warren came down to hang out. So
thank you
very
so
cool.
Much.
What an interesting afternoon.
Yeah, nice to
it's
have you.
It's been January 10th.
Yeah, thanks to Eric and Joe for the shipments.
Oh, yes, of course. January 10th edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Oh, 2013, I should say. Next week, I think Big Nick's got a new band.
Oh.
He's going to come aboard. So, everybody, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.